Governor Charlie Crist arrived by bus at a South Tampa home this afternoon to tout the Yes on One campaign. Floridians vote in less than 2 weeks on Amendment 1, which could lower the property taxes of most Floridians by an average of about $240 per year. One argument against passing Amendment 1 is that local governments will have to lay off even more police officers and firefighters because of revenue shortfalls. But Governor Crist doesn't buy that assertion.
You've got to be kidding me. That's the most ridiculous argument I've ever heard, and I'll tell you why. And it's not that complicated. You know, this run-up in property values happened 5 or 6 years ago. The same time that happened, we had the run-up in property taxes. All that additional money that now is at local government, well, how did they manage before 5 or 6 years ago? You know what? A miracle happened. We had police officers. We had firefighters. We actually had fire stations before 5 or 6 years ago. How did that happen? Because they lived within their means.
Florida's public schools will lose an estimated $1.6 billion if Amendment 1 passes, due to reduced school revenues in part because of the portability provision of the amendment. But Governor Crist said he would make sure public education would be adequately funded.
This legislature did a brilliant thing with this amendment. They essentially held education harmless. But something else, just to make educators feel better, and listen, the Lieutenant Governor and I, we're both public school kids. Two of my three sisters are public school teachers right over in Pinellas County. I love the education system in this state, and I will always fight to protect it. And pretty soon I'm going to get to put forward the governor's recommendation on this budget for this year. And I promise you this, we are going to find a way to spend more money on education, even with these reductions in property taxes that the people will pass. It'll probably happen tomorrow morning in Tallahassee.
Dozens of supporters of the property tax cut amendment gathered at the home of Avilio and Nancy Prieto. Some held signs saying yes on one. Governor Crist said the Prietos would save nearly $3,500 on their annual tax bill if Amendment 1 passes and they move to a smaller home. Former Tampa Mayor Dick Greco likes the fact that Amendment 1 would make the Save Our Homes assessment cap portable.
There are a lot of people in trouble because the taxes are so high in this state now. A friend of mine pays $169,000 a year in his house. Well, one might say, well, he can afford it. That's not the point. You have to think about it before you build a large home, which is great for the community when that happens, if you want to pay that the rest of your life, no matter how much money you make. Many people can't afford to do that, but there are many people in the middle. There are many people that can't move or that would like to downsize because you're going to pay more when you move than where you are now, and you simply can't afford it. That's a bad situation to be in.
Nola Altieri is a real estate agent who attended the rally. She told WMNF that if Amendment 1 passes, it would help jumpstart the real estate business in Florida.
Oh, it will help us tremendously. And remember, real estate is the backbone of much of our economy. Without real estate moving forward, you have nothing. It affects the construction business. It affects just about every kind of business. So it would be a boost to the real estate business, and it will generate more sales for everyone, and the economy will benefit by it.
Barbara Jordan also attended the Yes on One rally.
My husband and I almost moved about a year and a half ago, and when I figured out what the taxes would be, we did not move. Our taxes would triple, and so we felt that we should stay, and I'm just, you know, one of many that feel the same way.
Bud Harris is a homeowner who lives down the street from where Governor Crist held the Yes on One press conference.
I think I'll vote for it. I like what they're saying, and I don't see any flaws in it right now. From what I understand, it should help me. Mathematically, I'm not sure how it works, but just interested in what the governor says, then I think it'd be a good thing for the state of Florida.
3 blocks from where Crist spoke, a home was being built by Michael Parks, a contractor, and two of his coworkers. Parks is a homeowner who said he would probably vote for Amendment 1.
It possibly would work for me and other people like me. Yeah, I don't think I'd have a problem with voting for that. I mean, I like Devin Chris. He seems like an upfront guy, honest. He's got a lot to deal with, you know, no doubt about that. I have to give him enough time. I think he'll be okay, you know. He can only do what he can do, you know. It takes people like us to help him, so.